Blog Talk Radio.
$10. What's the name of that tune? Give Up, Ruffles and Flourishes. It should be called the Snow Job Introduction. Ruffles and Flourishes. Are we in trouble or what? Huh? If the old lady who lived in a shoe, and you know what? They probably cut off her Social Security payments. I'm watching all of these town hall meetings. I'm watching America's death throes. It's the last of the struggle. It's a man against government, and we're losing. So let me make your day, and we're going to give you, I just uploaded tonight's show. Let me see if it took, and if it took, we're home free. And if it didn't, we're going to give you a tune. So here comes the tune. Tonight's show.
The
There may be trouble ahead, but while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Before the fiddlers have fled, before they ask us to pay the bill, and while we still have the chance, let's face the music and dance. Soon we'll be without the moon, humming a different tune, and then there may be teardrops to shed. So while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Let's face the music and dance. The moon humming a different tune, and then there may be teardrops to shed. So while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Let's face the music and dance.
Hi, you boys and girls. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party Book.com. If you didn't need the book before, you need it now because you're about to lose your country. You have no idea. You're going to be communist experiment number one. I have now just finished playing the new national anthem, which is now going to be my theme song for a little while, and that's Let's Face the Music and Dance. And we're going to be dancing. We're going to be dancing like we were dancing on 9-1-1. And we can watch Bill Maher do the PLO Mambo once again. And you can watch the Palestinians giving out candy. This Attorney General has to go. This Attorney General has to be removed now. So, now that I've vented, this guy is dangerous, man. He's going to kill us all. You have no idea what's happening to your country. I'm tired of hearing people call up saying, I be citizen. And there was a guy on doing a book interview on C-SPAN. I think it was C-SPAN. And his name was Mike Evans. And he was talking about what a sellout that Jimmy Carter was. And all of a sudden, he was taking phone calls. And they set up the phone lines for Democrats, for Republicans, and Independents. And the only line that was working was the Democrat line. And the people that were calling in all had foreign accents. And they even went as far as accusing this guy of changing his name to Mike Evans because they suspected he was Jewish. And everybody that called in said, I be citizen, American. Yeah. You know what? The media has sold us out. And I'm just thinking tonight, no more than 3 weeks ago, 10 California prisons were on fire, and you only seen it in the news for 10 minutes. Whatever happened there? The blacks and the Latinos in the cells were killing each other. What happened there? What happened? Instead, here's what you got. You got the governor of California tonight. He's autographing the windshields. The sun visors on the cars that he's selling on eBay. You know what they did? They have no originality, these Democrats. Don't tell me Arnold Schwarzenegger's a Republican. Let me tell you, we've got enough problems with Republicans. They are the new Democrats. And the old Democrats, the ones of the Pelosi clan,
They're all communists. So you got a communist party in the United States, and then you got the Republican Democrats. And I got to tell you, the only guy that's sounding the Paul Revere alarm is Mike Savage and Glenn Beck. I got to say, Glenn Beck is out there. He's trying to wake America up. And we're in trouble. We've been sold out six ways to Sunday. If you want to solve the problem in this country, you want to get America back on its feet, you got to get rid of everybody. You got to have a national purge. Everybody is fired starting tomorrow. Don't keep anybody. I watched John McCain today. His Arizonans, his fellow Arizonians love him, but he is not the answer. And as he's talking, every 5 seconds I'm saying, "That's why you lost, John. That's why you lost, John." Let me tell you something. I'd like to know the count of the people who didn't vote in this election. I'd like to know what that count is. I guarantee you it's 30 million. That's what it was. That's what it usually is. Between 30 and 60 million Americans do not vote. But they're flying in from other countries to vote. And they're bringing big kids with them now, they say. They announced when Israel went into Lebanon the last time, 10,000 Americans are trapped in Lebanon. Oh, God! And then they showed them. They were all wearing burkas. Trapped in Lebanon. Give me a break. What they should have said was 10,000 double passport holders are trapped in Lebanon. I love this country. Everything free. Hang in there and we'll give you the latest scuttlebutt. Tell you a quick story. When a desert storm was in creation and the troops were going overseas for the first time, okay, that was 1993. I wanted to show my support for the troops because I knew they were going to get stabbed in the back 10 minutes after they left the dock by the weed whackers that hid behind. Yeah, they didn't stay behind. They hid behind. So I wanted to take an ad to show my support for the troops. And the only thing I could remember, what periodical was read by the troops a lot, was the one I read when I was in Germany in 57 and through 59. And that was the Stars and Stripes. And if you look at the Stars and Stripes archives, you'll see a great newspaper that supported the GIs. So I called the Stars and Stripes, and a Democrat answered the phone, and I said, "I'm interested in running an ad showing our support for the troops." And basically, what I wanted to do was, I'm in the parts business, and I said, if you're away from home, and your folks are having problems, or your family's having problems, and you need parts for your car, you call us, or we'll take care of you. And that's the way we approached it. So I said, send me a sample of your paper so I can get an idea. So the fellow that was working with me was a B-52 navigator who was wounded in Vietnam. And we got the issue of the Stars and Stripes, and we said, "Where are we going to put the ad?" And we started reading the articles. And you know what he said? And I said to him, we said it almost at the same time, "I can't put an ad in this rag. This is the New York Times. This is the New York Communist Times. These guys are being brainwashed on the front line. Oh, God help us." And that's how I feel about the Stars and Stripes today. Anyway, so we reached out and we let the GIs know that we would support them. And we did. We took care of them. And there's one mom still owes me for a water pump. But anyway, you know, it was a con job. And she probably didn't even have a son in the service. But even if so what? So I got clipped for a water pump. Big deal. What's that? You think that God's going to, when I go to heaven, God's going to say to me, I feel bad that you got clipped for that water pump. Yeah. Which reminds me of another story. I got to tell you this one. It was a hot August a day. You know those mulchy August a days where everything sweats? And steel sweats. And I'm going to the bank and to make a small deposit after the government takes their cut. The new government mafia. Yeah, the United States of Mafia. And there's a kid, and he's mentally challenged, okay? And he's a big kid. And he's standing right outside the bank, and he's got a cardboard box, and it's full of candy bars. And he's selling a candy bars. And I can see that somebody posted him there, you know, and somebody is using and abusing him to make a buck. But that's not my problem. That's that guy's problem when God catches up to him. My problem is feed the lambs, feed the sheep, love, do unto others, right? So people, the kids are standing there and he's sweating and it's the sun is beating down on his chocolate bars. And he's saying to people as they're going, would you like to buy a candy bar? And they're all giving him the cold shoulder. So as I go past him, he says, sir, would you like to buy a candy bar? I said, you know what? When I come out, I'll buy a candy bar. And he looked at me as if to say, yeah, that's what they all say. And then they looked for another door, another exit. So sure enough, I go back out. I got some cash in my hand, and I say, how much for the candy bar? Give me a Butterfingers. You know what a Butterfingers looks like when it's soggy, when it's been in the sun 110 degrees? So he goes, okay, here you go. It's $5. $5. Now, I could hear some other people that I know standing in that line saying, $5? You know how many candy bars I can buy at $5 at the Circuit City? At Costco? You know? And I said, okay, no problem. So I give him a 10. He goes, I have no change. And I said, that's okay, no problem. And I left. Now, everybody that's listening to this story is saying, what a jerk, right? But I got to tell you what happened. And that night I went home and went to sleep. I had a dream. I dreamt I died and I went to heaven. And I was standing before God for my final judgment. And God's looking at me, and he's saying, you know, you did a lot of wrong things in your life. You hurt a lot of people. And now you have to pay for it. And all of a sudden, from the crowd of witnesses, the kid comes out and he turns to God and he says, that's the guy that bought the Butterfingers. Saved. Did you like that? That's a story. So yeah, that's a story with a happy ending. You don't see that, and you turn on your TV tonight, you'll see vampires sucking other vampires. You'll see werewolves changing skins. You'll see women being hacked into 47. There'll be more women hacked in Hollywood than there will be hacked in Rwanda. You will see how to smoke weed, how to shoot heroin, how to chemicalize crystal meth. You will see how to tie your arm off for the hypodermic. You will see infidelity ad nauseum. And this is what you're getting. And while you're sitting in front of the tube, like me, I'm no different. We're sitting in front of the tube. Our country is falling apart brick by brick. Our country is in dire straits. And if you look at these town hall meetings You know what you're seeing? I'll tell you what you're seeing. You're seeing the last of the greatest generation fighting for you, because you are going to inherit the whirlwind. And you know what the Democrats see when they see those town hall meetings? They see people who are not long to live, and they can't wait till they're all gone, so they can really divide this country. This country is split down the middle, 50-50. It's more 53-47. 53 communists, 47 patriots on standby. We're in trouble. Tonight, four Americans were killed in Afghanistan. You don't hear about it in the paper. If it was on Bush's watch, that would be, somebody would smack you in the face with the newspaper as you walked out the door tomorrow morning. Four dead! But you won't hear it. They're slipping the bodies in. The bodies draped in coffins that 48 senators voted to burn. May they burn in hell forever. And they should all be fired tomorrow. Take your crap and get out. You never served this country, you never will, you're fired. And John McCain is trying to cross, be partisan. He's a partisan. You know what kind of partisan? Like the partisans in World War II. John McCain is not going to heal any wounds. And I want to tell you something. I feel sorry for the people of Arizona, because they love John McCain. As do I, for his service. Couldn't beat it. Nobody could hang in a cell for 5 years upside down. Let me tell you. Ask John McCain to raise his arms to show how much he loves this country. You know they do that about God. He stretched out his hands. Ask him to raise his arms. But John, I call him Teddy McCain, because he's all inspector with a military record. I'm sorry. I gotta tell it like I see it. He's not a healer. He's a fighter. He's forgotten how to fight. I'm sorry. I gotta tell you like I see it. His state is overrun with illegals. His state is overrun with drugs. There are crystal meth factories in Arizona. And never once have I heard him say anything about the drug problem. Never once did he strike a blow for freedom to save kids from drugs. He just wants to be the bridge maker. Yeah, well, I got to tell you, some of those bridges have to be burned. And you think about that. And if you don't believe me that it's overrun with drugs, ask Sammy the Bull Gravano, who opened up a crystal meth factory while he was in the witness protection program in Arizona. How's that? And tonight I hear Savage saying that Eric Holder knew about the Lockerbie release. How's that? I'm telling you, this Eric Holder is a threat to the country. He is a threat to the country. He is more of a threat than Osama bin Laden, because he's on the inside. Watching Fox Business News today, and I love Stuart Varney. You ever hear Stuart Varney? Stuart Varney's got an accent. I don't know if it's Canadian, Australian, or English. But Stuart Varney is a real American. Stuart Varney is more for America than half the Americans that live here. I saw him once. He was doing an interview about the price of oil, which, by the way, is approaching $75 a barrel. And don't be surprised if it goes to 100. And I'll tell you something else. Israel has no choice. They have to destroy the nuke facilities in Iran. They have no choice. So when it happens, don't blame the Israelis. We gave them no choice. And it is going to happen. Israel is not going to let Iran have nukes. So, even if they were all liberal and they voted against it, they still got to do it. They have no choice. So, back to... And this guy, Mike Evans, was talking about Jimmy Carter and how he betrayed the Shah of Iran and gave the Ayatollah Khomeini a walk-on. And so, did you know, I heard somebody mention that, I think it might have been this guy, that Jimmy Carter gave the Iranians $7.9 billion to free the hostages? Did you know that? And you, and now we're going to, they just announced today that they underestimated how much they're going to have to fleece the suckers, and that it's no longer $7 trillion. Your government now needs $9 trillion to hurt you more than you've been hurt already. They need $9 trillion. And wait till they revise that figure. So, and... Stuart Varney mentioned the fact, oh, he was talking about the Iranians and oil, and he was talking to a financial expert, and the guy says, yeah, the Iranian problem is the fault of the Americans, and Stuart nearly karate chopped him. I thought I was getting ready to watch the wrestling matches. So I like Stuart Varney, and Stuart Varney says tonight that very soon we will be paying $1 billion, I think he said $1 billion a month in interest on the money we owe to the Chinese. No, $1 billion a week. I think that's what he said. $1 billion a week for the vigorish that we owe the Chinese. Do you know if you could raise your grandfather from the dead and tell him that figure today, he would kill you. He would kill you. Who do we owe it to? The Chinese. Yeah. How sad. How sad. We have sold off our country. Oh, yeah, and Arnold Schwarzenegger, he got the idea for the liquidation of his government from Sarah Palin. He stole Sarah Palin's idea. And she sold the corporate jet. Arnold is selling everybody's car. Except his. Unbelievable. So Sarah Palin is a leader, and I'll tell you who one of the best leaders is, and we don't realize it. Vice President Cheney. He's a professional vice president. A professional. A true professional. And the worst they could say about him is they caught him with 3 quarts of oil going to his car. And he's into big oil. Yeah. And what is Clinton into? Golden saxophones and big breasts? Yeah, tell me about it. Tell me how a president who never had a job is worth $107 million from working for the government. Tell me how they do that. I want to know. I want to be a governor. I want to be a Viet Congressmeister. I want to spit on returning troops from Vietnam and get paid for it. Yeah. Get $107 million. I want to demonstrate against a war that I dodged the draft on and become known as one of the best presidents of the United States. If he's one of the best presidents of the United States, Heinrich Himmler was a choir boy. He probably was. Tonight I am reading the manifest from Pan Am 103. I'm reading every name of those who were murdered by Gaddafi Duck and his Muslims, the bad Muslims, not that percentage that's good Muslims. I see that percentage getting smaller every day. So, I'm going to read the entire list, names, ages, and hometown and countries. And it's sad. And the youngest one on was 2 months old. And there was one peace activist that was killed. Yeah. She was a peace activist. And God rest her soul. It takes 53 minutes to read all the names. And when I get finished reading the names of the ones who died at Pan Am, I'm going to find the names of all the Marines who were murdered in their sleep on a badly protected watch. And I'm going to read those one night too. I'm going to read all 243 names. I'll give you one right now. One right now is a fella named Chapura. He survived the Beirut barracks bombing. And he became a fireman in New York City, and Al-Qaeda got him on 911. So that's how long this war against bad Muslims has been going on. Actually, the war created by bad Muslims against good Americans has been going on for 20 years, but we didn't get the message until 9 years ago. We didn't figure it out. And now we've forgotten once again, and the Democrats came out from underneath the bed, and they're all dancing around singing Who's Afraid of the Big Bad Wolf? And are we going to pay? We're going to pay again, and this time we're going to pay. You better buy Caterpillar stock, because there's going to be a lot of bulldozers bought this time around. We're playing badminton, and the bad Muslims are playing for keeps. And they got 100 years to do the job. If it takes them 100 years, that's how long it'll take until the last American is dead. And they're getting help from our government. Oh, by the way, in the jihad textbook, you're not an American, you're a Jew. All American taxpayers are Jews. So, shalom, baby.
Faith of our fathers living still, in spite of dungeon, fire and sword. Oh, how our hearts beat high with joy whene'er we hear that glorious word.
Faith of our fathers, holy faith, we will be
chained in prisons dark, were still in heart and conscience free. How sweet would be their children's faith if they, like them, could die.
Let me just give you some quick headlines. Eric Doc Duvalier Holder creates a Tantan Makuts to replace the CIA. Van Jones endorses voodoo as the national religion. Mike Evans' book on Jimmy Jihad Carter, who blames the fall of the Shah on Carter, says France had a stake in Khomeini, who was getting 1,000 visitors a week in France. Al-Qaeda was born on Carter's watch. Callers called in praising Carter. All seem to have a talking points program. Many claim to have served their country. Many called in with Middle East accents saying, I'd be American. They probably are. When Israel went into Lebanon the last time, the communist media cried 10,000 Americans trapped in Lebanon. And then they showed the pictures of the Americans and all had burqas. So God bless Mike Evans. And then I caught a State Department briefing. This one cracked me up, man. I was totally rocked by a lightweight who scratches back at the press trying to explain that the State Department had to roll over and be William Wallace by the English ground, they issued the usual disclaimer that they were shocked and appalled, that they warned Gaddafi Duck not to give a Lockerbie bomber who has a jihad Hutu AIDS, from which he will recover and from now on will be known as Magic Mohammed. In other news today, a VP, Dick Cheney, was arrested by the Obama Tantan Makuts Acorn Police after it was discovered he was carrying 3 quarts of motor oil to his car. The evidence clearly proved Cheney is into big oil because they were imperial quarts. It was marked Exhibit A and sent on to Chuck Schumer as part of the Windfall Profits Redistribution Program. Hang in there, we're going to go to Lockerbie.
There may be trouble ahead, but while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Before the fiddlers have fled, before they ask us to pay the bill, and while we still have the chance, let's face the music and dance. Soon we'll be without the moon, humming a different tune, and then there may be teardrops to shed. So while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Let's face the music and dance. The moon humming a different tune, and then there may be teardrops to shed. So while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Let's face the music and dance.
Hi, you boys and girls. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book and .com. If you didn't need the book before, you need it now because you're about to lose your country. You have no idea. You're going to be communist experiment number one. I have now... Hi, you boys and girls. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book and .com. I have a tribute to the fallen who have died to protect this country since we got hit on 9-1-1. And I was up to about 2,500 names. There are well over 4,500 names now. And more will die under the Democrat Titanic reign. Because Democrats get you into war and they leave you to die on the battlefield. Many lives will be sacrificed unnecessarily by fools and incompetents who can't even read a health care bill, but they're commanding troops in the field. Chuck Schumer today is attacking Libya for the Flight 103 bombing over Lockerbie. It's a little late. It's 20 years old. But I got to tell you something. Anytime you see a rat stand up and make a patriotic statement, take a good look at that rat. Check him out. See where he really comes from. Find out his blood type. Find out his financial contribution black bag what's in it and who puts it there. Because these all the every rat has a financial source of origin that keeps them going. And the rat that we're looking at tonight is Scottish Justice Kenny McGaskill. This guy got up and he spit in the face of his own countrymen. He spit in the face of 21 countries. And he turned loose the only terrorist that they could capture who was responsible for the bombing of the flight that ended in Lockerbie. And I just got the list of the passenger manifest and all the victims of this bombing. Okay, and I got to tell you something. I saw a clip. Now, this is 20 years old, this clip. And they're ringing the bell and they're calling the names of the victims. That's previews of 9-1-1. And guess who's up there saying he's going to get to the bottom of it? Mueller from the FBI. Now, here's a guy that 20 years ago saw the first 9-1-1 type of catastrophe. And he wasn't ready on 9-1-1. Now, he might not be in, I don't think he was in charge when we got hit on 9-1-1, but he's in charge now, and all he does is guard mosques. And he's got to be replaced, because he's of no value to the crown. And speaking of the crown's involved in this, too. Yep, this Scottish pimp couldn't do it without the blessings of the British government. And he sold out his own people. I could understand it if he was selling out just Americans and the other 20 nations that were involved in this thing. But he sold out the victims who died in Lockerbie. Let me read you the names of some of the victims. Avnai Nicole Elizabeth, a flight attendant, 44 years old. She hails from Croissy-sur-Seine in France. She's French. Jerry Dunn Averett, flight engineer of 45 years old, Westminster, California. He's an American. Noel Liddy Berti, a flight attendant of 40 years, born in Paris. And speaking of the French, I watched this Tutsi and Hutu Rwanda a movie last night, where the French pulled out and let those poor people be massacred, the French UN troops. I'm going to tell you something. If you're ever counting on the UN to help you, you know what you can do? Kiss your ass goodbye, because these guys, they don't even fight for their own country, let alone anybody else's country. They are the biggest disgrace in the universe, and the UN is an absolute disgrace. And here you got in the UN tonight, you got weapons inspectors telling us that Iran doesn't have nukes. And the weapons inspector's name is Mohammed. Now, here's 20 years ago, we were given an introduction to jihad, and we still haven't paid attention. And after I read this list, I'm going to find the list for the Marines that were killed in the Beirut, the Barracks bombing. And I'm going to read that list. And I'll just be in time for 9-1-1 to read the 3,000 names who died in 9-1-1. So we got a running count, death count here, thanks to the Muslims, okay? Yes, they're all Muslims, yep. And we've got a running death count, and it goes back at least 20 years. As a matter of fact, to me, there's no difference between a Rwandan and a Muslim, and they're both butchers. Hang in a second. If you want to see savagery at its worst, you've got to see this movie that's on cable this month about a Belgian mission in outside of Kigali, a technical school. And what took place at that technical school. And then just Google Rwanda and ask yourself one question. Why didn't Clinton ever protect these people when he knew what was going on? Afterwards, he said he could have saved 500,000 if he had set up some sort of protection of force. Yeah, the Democrats will get you killed. And I'm looking, I just did a quick Wikipedia search on Rwanda. And there are accusations of French troops also raping Tutsi women and killing Tutsis. Hell is really chaos. Extraordinaire. Unbelievable. And they think they lost 1 million people in Rwanda. And nobody did anything. Now, do you think that anybody's going to do something when we go down on one knee? If we don't defend ourselves. And you know something? They were all killed with machetes. You know why? Because they had no guns. So let me read you a few names that were on Pan Am Flight 103.
Ulla Siv Engstrom, flight attendant, 51 years old, Berkshire, England, she's Swedish. Denise Stacy Franklin, flight attendant, 20 years old, from San Diego, California, she's American. Paul Isaac Garrett, flight attendant, 41 years old, Napa Valley, California, an American. Etha Elka Kuhn, flight attendant, 43 years, born in Hanover, Germany. She's German. You didn't hear the Germans say anything about Lockerbie. You didn't hear the Swedes say anything about Lockerbie. Yep. When they lose their people, it's no big deal. It's part of the let's go along to get along. But this Scotchman really betrayed the victims in his own country. In Lockerbie, which their names are going to come up shortly. Maria Neves, Lara Cochia, flight attendant from Madrid, Spain. Bruce James McQuarrie, 55 years old, from New Hampshire, the live free or die state. Flight attendant Tobia Lilybeth McAlloy. She's 27 years old. She is from Kelsterbach in Germany. She's an American. Geraldine Mary Murphy, purser, 51 years old, from Middlesex, England, and she's British. Jocelyn Arena, a flight attendant, 26 years old, Isleworth, England. She's an American. Josephine Myra Royale, a flight attendant, 30 years old, London, England, American. Shinov Irja Escabo, flight attendant, 38 years old, from Oslo, Norway, as she's an American. Milutin Velminovic, chief purser, 35 years old, Middlesex, England, he's an American. Raymond Ronald Wagner, first officer, 52 years old, Pennington, New Jersey. He's an American. John Michael Gerard Ahern, a bond broker, 26 years old, from Rockville Center, New York. Sarah Margaret Aker, a playwright, 29 years old, from London, England. John David Ackerstrom, 34 years old, Medina, Ohio. Ronald Eli Alexander, businessman, 46 years old, New York. He's Swiss. Thomas Joseph Ammerman, marketing manager, 36 years old, Old Tappan, New Jersey. Martin Lewis Apfelbaum, stamp dealer, 59 years old, Philly, Pennsylvania. Rachel Marie Azrelski, a student, 21 years old, from New York. William Garrison III, Atkinson, an engineer, 33 years old. He's from London, England, but he's an American. Judith Ellen Atkinson, art historian and consultant, 37 years old. Born in London, England, and she's an American. Claire Louise Bacciocci, a hairstylist, 19 years old, Warwickshire, England, or Warwickshire, England. She's British. Harry Michael Bainbridge, an attorney, 34 years old, from Montrose, New York. Stuart Murray Barclay, a businessman, 29 years old. He's from Vermont. He's a Canadian. Jean Mary Bell, 44 years old, Berkshire, England, British. Julian McBade Bonello, a student, 25 years old, Brookline, Massachusetts. Lawrence Ray Bennett, pharmaceutical chemist, 41 years old, Chelsea, Michigan. Philip Vernon Bergstrom, Army sergeant, 22 years old, Forest Lake, Minnesota. He's an American. David Alistair Berkeley, a professor of law, 29 years old, London, England. He's an American. Michael Stewart Bernstein, a lawyer, U.S. Department of Justice, Office of Special Investigation, 36 years old, Bethesda, Maryland. He's an American. Stephen Russell Burnell, a student, 20 years old, Fargo, North Dakota. Mohan Surinder Bhatia, businessman, 51 years old, Los Angeles, California. He's an American. John Kenneth Bizet, a student, 21 years old, Hartsdale, New York. Diane Ann Fuller, a boatman, a playwright, 37 years old, London, England. She's an American. John Stephen Boland, 20 years old, a student, New Hampshire. John Glenn Buckley, Sales, 27 years old, Liverpool, New York. He's British. Paula Marie Buckley, 29 years old, born in Liverpool, New York. She's an American. Nicole Elise Boulanger, student, 21 years old, Shrewsbury, Massachusetts. Francis Boyer, 43 years old, Toulouse, France. He's French. Nicholas Bright, a businessman, 32 years old, Brookline, Massachusetts. Daniel Solomon Browner, 23 years old. He's from Parod, Israel. He's an Israeli. Renee Colleen Brunner, a student, 20 years old, Hamburg, New York. Timothy Guy Berman, a banker, 24 years old, London, England. He's British. Michael Warren Boozer, advertising executive, 34 years old, Ridgefield Park, New Jersey. Max Warren Boozer, a civil engineer, 62 years old, probably his dad, Glen Rock, New Jersey. Stephen Lee Butler, a teacher, 35 years old, Denver, Colorado. William Martin Cadman, a musician, he's from London, England. Fabiana Caffarone, 28 years old, London, England. She's British. Herman Caffarone, 28 years old. He's an Argentinian. Valerie Kennedy, auditor, 25 years old, Morgantown, West Virginia. Gregory Capasso, student, 21 years old. Timothy Michael Cardwell, a student, 21 years old. Wilmar Bernd Carlson, a diplomat, 50 years old. He lives in New York. He's a Swede. Richmond Anthony Corley, a businessman, 43 years old, New York. Frank Chiula, he's a banker. He's 45 years old. He's from New Park Ridge, New Jersey. Theodora Eugenia Cohen, Port Jervis, New York. Student, 20 years old. Eric Michael Coker, a student, 20 years old, Mendham, New Jersey. Michael Jason Coker, a student. What are they, twins? He's 20 years old also. Both from Mendham, New Jersey. Gary Leonard, Colasanti, a student, 20 years old, Melrose, Massachusetts. Bridget Concannon, 53 years old, Irish, from Oxfordshire, England. Sean Concannon, 16 years old, also from Oxfordshire, England. Thomas Concannon, 51 years old. So they wiped out a family. Oxfordshire, England, Irish. Tracy Jane Corner, 17 years old, and she's British. Scott Corey, a student, 20 years old, Old Lyme, Connecticut. William Larry Kersey, military, 40 years old, San Antonio, Texas. Patricia Mary Coyle, a student, 20 years old, Wallingford, Connecticut. John Bining Akumuk, 38 years old, Coral Gables of Florida. Joseph Patrick Curry, Army Captain, 31 years old, Fort Devens, Massachusetts. Alan William Danielle, Research Chemist, 40 years old, Belmead, New Jersey. Joyce Gretchen Dater, a student, 20 years old, Ramsey, New Jersey. Shannon Davis, a student, 19 years old, Shelton, Connecticut. Gabrielle Della Ripa, Pan Am employee, 46 years old, Floral Park, New York. He's Italian. Joyce Christine DeMauro, marketing director, 32 years old, New York. Gianfranco Di Nardo, 26 years old, London, England. He's Italian. Thomas Stanley Peter Dix, managing consultant, 35 years old, born in London, England. He's Irish. Dixit Arm, college professor, 54 years old. He's Indian, from Fairborn, Ohio. Shanti Dixit, 54 years old, American, Fairborn, Ohio. David Scott Dornstein, a student, 25 years old, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Michael Joseph Doyle, accountant, 30 years old, Voorhees, New Jersey. Howard Edgar Eggleston III, Air Force Sergeant, 24 years, Glen Falls, New York. Turhan Ergin, a student, West Hartford, Connecticut. He's American, he's 22 years old. Charles Thompson Fisher, a banker, 34 years old, London, England. He's an American. Clayton Lee Flick, a businessman, 25 years old, Coventry, England. He's British. John Patrick Flynn, a student, 21 years old, Montville, New Jersey. Attorney Arthur Fondler, 33 years old, West Armonk, New York. Robert Gerard Fortune, insurance executive, Jackson Heights, New York. Paul Matthew Stephen Freeman, 25 years old, London, England. He's Canadian. James Ralph Fuller, a corporate vice president, 50 years old, Bloomfield Hills, Michigan. Robert Tyne, Ebolia Gabor, 79 years old, Budapest, Hungary. Amy Beth Gallagher, student, 22 years old, from Quebec. She's an American. Matthew Kevin Gannon, a foreign service officer, 34 years, Los Angeles, California. He's an American. Kenneth Raymond Garzinski, industrial engineer, 27 years old. James Kenneth Gibson, Army Specialist 4, 20 years old. Romulus, Michigan, American. William David Giebler, a bond broker, 29 years old. Leonora Olive Gordon, a British, 25 years old. Susan Linda Gordon Gorgaz, 39 years old, an American. Madeline Ann Gorgaz, 76 years old, Newcastle, Pennsylvania. Loretta Ann Gorgaz, 47 years old, Newcastle, Pennsylvania. It is 1, 2, 3 Gorgazes all wiped out. Andre Nikolai Gioborgian, 32 years old, Seacliff, New York. Jane Nicola Hall, Sandton, South Africa, Frances Lorraine Hausch, special education teacher, 31 years old, Fairport, New York. Lynn Carol Hartunian, a student, 21 years old, Schenectady. Lacey Anthony Hawkins, businessman, 57 years old, he's British. Elaine Pamela Herbert, 19 years old, Battle Creek, Michigan. Rodney Peter Hilbert, 40 years old, an American from Pennsylvania. Alfred Hill, 29 years old, Suntoffen, Germany, he's a German. Catherine Augusta Hollister, student, 20 years old, Rego Park in New York. Josephine Lisa Hudson, a nurse, 22 years old, London, England, she's British. Melanie Christina Hudson, a student, 16 years old, Albany, New York, she's American. Sophie Alette Miriam Hudson, 26 years old, she's from Paris, France. Karen Lee Hunt, a student, Webster, New York. Roger Elwood Hurst, a marketing manager, 38 years old, Ridgewood, New Jersey. Sophie Elizabeth Ivel, dog handler, 19 years old, she's from England. Nazir Khalid Jaffa, a student, 20 years old, Dearborn, Michigan, he's American. Robert Van Houten Jek, 57 years old, Mountain Lakes, New Jersey. Paul Avron Jeffries, a musician, 36 years old, is British. Rachel Jeffries, advertising executive, 23 years old, she's British. Mary Kathleen German, a student, 20 years old, Staten Island, New York. Staten Islanders have lost a lot of people in this war on the Hutu Arabs. Mary Alice Lincoln Johnson, a student, 25 years old. She's from Massachusetts. Timothy Barron Johnson, 21 years old, Neptune, New Jersey. Christopher Andrew Jones, a student, 20 years old. Julian Francis Kelly, student, 20 years old, Massachusetts. J. Joseph Kingham, pharmaceutical executive, 44 years old, Potomac, Maryland. Patricia Ann Klein, social worker, 35 years old, Trenton, New Jersey. Gregory Kosmowski, marketing executive, 40 years old, Milford, Michigan. Christopher Minas Kulik Dunis, ship brokerage director, 38 years old, born in London, England, he's British. Robert Alvid Le Riviera, 33 years old, Alexandria, Virginia. Robert Milton Leckback, engineer, 30 years old, Piscataway, New Jersey. William Chase Lehner, a businessman, 46 years old, New York. Wendy Ann Lincoln, 23 years old, North Adams, Massachusetts. Adam Silas Lowenstein, student, 21 years old, Morristown, New Jersey. Lloyd David Ludlow, Army Sergeant, First Class, 41 years, Maxville, Kansas. Maria Teresa Lerbeck, she's from Bavbeckum, Germany, she's German. Edward William Mack, a puppeteer, 30 years old, he's from New York. Douglas Eugene Malakot, Army Specialist, 22 years, Lebanon, Ohio. Wendy Gay Malakot, 21 years old, she's an American from Lebanon, Ohio. They must be a husband and wife, or brother and sister. No, it's husband and wife. Louis and Elizabeth Marek, actress and peace activist. Oh, she must have had a change of heart. Actress and peace activist, 30 years old. Yeah. I'm sure she, you ask her now if she's a peace activist, I think she'd have a different opinion. Should be calling for nukes. Louis Anthony Marengo, marketing director. Don't tell me she would have done as she lived, please. Don't tell me. Don't tell me that horse crap nonsense. How do you know I know everything? I'm the all-seeing eye. George Noel Martin, Clapton, England, Jamaican. Diane Marie Maslowski, currency trader, New York. William John McAllister. He's on the they even got a Scotchman on here, and this and here this rat bastard playing Punch's pilot. What's his name? McGaskill, Kenny McGaskill, the double crosser, the Scotch double crosser, the Scotch meat pie. He's freeing the murderer of one of his own. God help us. Where was I here? John McAllister, 26 years old, the Isle of Mull, Argyll of Scotland. Daniel Emmett McCarthy, a banker from Brooklyn. Robert Eugene McCallum, university professor, Wayne, Pennsylvania. Charles Dennis McKee, Army Major, 40 years old, Virginia. Bernard Joseph McLaughlin, Marketing Manager, 30 years old, Cranston, Rhode Island. Jane Susan Melba, musician and teacher. Peace activist. Don't tell me that. Peace activist. Yeah. I'll tell you, I wonder what her last words were. It happened so fast, I don't even know if they had any last words. John Merrill, seaman, 35 years old. Hertfordshire, England, British. Susan Marie Miazga, student, 22 years old, Marcy, New York. Joseph Kenneth Miller, accounting firm executive, 56 years old, Woodmere, New York. Jewel Courtney Mitchell, Army, 2nd Lieutenant, 32 years old. So this guy killed troops. He should have been retaliated for big time, never mind just one bomb in a tent. Richard Paul Minetti, student. True, we burned Tripoli once before. We could do it again. Paul Richard Minetti, student, 20 years old, Cherry Hill. Jane Ann Morgan, attorney, 37 years old, London, England. She's an American. Even Ingleborg Morrison, 48 years old. She's from New York. Rachel Helga Mosey, student, 19 years old, West Midlands, England, British. Elizabeth Ingrid Mulroy, Sweden, Lund, Sweden. John Mulroy, a journalist. So Elizabeth's 25, John is 59. Kevin Sean Mulroy is 25, Lund, Sweden. That's three people from one family. Karen Elizabeth Newton, a student from Potomac, Maryland. Daniel Emmett O'Connor, U.S. Diplomatic Service, Massachusetts. Mary Denise O'Neill, a student, 21 years old, New York. Ann Lindsay Otenasek, a student, 21 years old, Baltimore, Maryland. Elise Byrony Owen, 1 year old. And they talked about Gaddafi's baby being killed. Well, how about Elise Byrony Owen, 1 year old, Bristol, England. She was British. Margaret Yvonne Gwyneth Owen, a student, 29 years old, Bristol, England, and she was British. That could be her mother. Laura Abigail Owens, 8 years old, Cherry Hill, New Jersey. Martha Owens, 44 years old, Cherry Hill, New Jersey. Robert Plack Owens, 45 years old, Cherry Hill, New Jersey. Sarah Rebecca Owens, 14 years old, Cherry Hill, New Jersey. Took out four people in one family, the father, the mother, and two kids. You got compassion for this guy? His whole country should be nuked for what he did. Robert Italo Pagnuco, an attorney, 51 years, South Salem, New York. Christopher Michael Papadopoulos, 45 years, New Lawrence, New York. Raymond Peter Pierce, architect and student of 40 years, Ohio. Michael Pescatore, businessman, 33 years, Solon, Ohio. Susanna Buchanan Sarah Phillips, student, 20 years old. Frederick Sanford Phillips, 27 years old. Two different addresses. James Andrew Pitt. James Andrew Pitt, a student, 24 years old, Hadley, Massachusetts. David Platt, architect, Staten Island, New York. David Platt. Walter Leonard Porter, musician, 35 years old, from Brooklyn. Pamela Lynn Posen, 20 years old, Harrison, New York. William Pugh, businessman, 56 years old, Margate, New Jersey. Estrella Customo Kigian, hotel cashier, 43 years old, London, England, and she's a Filipino. I love the Filipino people. I think this nation owes the Filipino people a debt of gratitude and a thank you in public for giving water to GIs being bayoneted on the Bataan Death March, for standing with us as a good friend and ally. If I had my way, the Philippines would be the 51st state. They are God and country people, and they love America. And we got people that live here that hate our guts, that were born here. They're three generations of American haters. But they'll vote to legalize weed because they love this country. Yeah. Mark Allen Ryan, a businessman, 44 years. Lynn Anita Reeves, 24 years old, Laurel, Maryland. Saruchi Ratan, 3 years old. Garima Ratan, a computer programmer, 29 years old. Amol Ratan, 2 years old. So there's two kids with Mama, I believe. Unless Garima is a man's name. Diane Marie Renichevich, 21 years old, a student. Louise Ann Rogers, 20 years old, a student. We should have nuked him for this. They should have given him one nuke in the palace. Adina Rolla, 5 years, born 11-24-1983 from Hungary. Janos Gabor Rola, 29, Hungarian. Susanna Rola, 27, Hungarian. So there's three members of the Rola family. You know, I don't know if you know it or not, but a lot of corporations won't allow their executives all to travel in the same plane. They make them take separate planes. So if the plane goes down, the company doesn't lose its corporate structure. And sometimes I tell you, when you're flying with your family, you gotta ask yourself, should they all be on the same plane also? But then there's another attitude, well, we'll all go to heaven together. Marie Hannah Root, a consultant, she's from Toronto, Canada. Saul Mark Rosen, a businessman from New Jersey. And Andrea Victoria Rosenthal, 22 years old. She's a student. Daniel Peter Rosenthal, 20 years old. He's a student. So there's two Rosenthals, both from New York. 2 years apart. They could be brother and sister. They could be husband and wife. David Arnaud Rubin, 28 years old, Waterloo, Belgium. Jean Elise Saraceni, a student, 20 years old. Christopher Scott Saunders, a student, 21 years old. Johannes Otto Schabel from Kappenellenweg, Germany. Robert Thomas Schlageter, student, 20 years old. Thomas Burton Schultz, a student, 20 years old. Sally Elizabeth Scott, 22 years old, a chef, Huntington, New York. She's British. Shapiro, Amy Elizabeth, a student at 21 years old. Mindula Shastri, a 24 years old, Oxford, England, he's Indian. Joan Sheenshang, 46 years old. Irving Stanley Siegel, a research and biologist, Pennington, New Jersey. Martin Bernard Christopher Simpson, a financier, Brooklyn, New York. Cynthia Jones Smith, a student, 21 years old. Anita Ingrid Smith, a chiropodist, Berkshire, England. She's British. James Alvin Smith, in New York, 55 years old. Mary Edna Smith, Army Sergeant, 34 years old. They got a lot of military people on this plane. They got at least a half a dozen. 37 years old is Anne Geraldine Stevenson. She's British. 10 years old. Louise Hannah Stevenson. And John Charles Stevenson, 38. They were all from Surrey, England. So that's a family. Rachel Stevenson, 8 years old. Oh, God, so it's a brother, a sister, and a father, and a mother. Charlotte Ann Stinnett, 36 years old, Duncansville, Texas. Gary Michael Stinnett, Army Specialist, 26 years old. Stacy Leanne Stinnett, 9 years old, all from Duncansville, Texas, another family. Ralph James Stowe, a businessman, 49, New York. Ella G. Stratus, an accountant, Mount Vale, New Jersey. Anthony Selwyn Swan, 29 years old, Brooklyn, New York. Margaret McDonald Flora Swain, medical student and researcher, 24 years old, London, England, British. The Brits sold out a lot of their people on this deal. And they took money. They took money from the Libyans. Don't tell me they didn't take money. I don't believe it. I'm alleging they took money. Lots of money. Alex Mark, and this guy hasn't got prostate cancer. I'll bet on it. He's pulling a Magic Johnson. It's going to be Magic Mohammed. Alex Mark, 22 years old, London, England, British. Hidekazu Tanaka, London, England, he's Japanese. He's 26 years old. Alexander Andrew Taran, he's a student, he's 20 years old. He's Bolivian. He's from New Haven, Connecticut. Anthony Arva Thomas, 17 years old, from Detroit, Michigan. Jonathan Ryan, 2 months old. Jonathan Ryan Thomas, 2 months old. He's from Southfield, Michigan. That also means that there's a parent with him. And it's Jonathan... LaWanda Thomas, an Air Force sergeant, 21 years old. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. She might have been bringing him home for medical treatment. Mark Lawrence Tobin, a student, 21 years. Well, coming home for Christmas with a two-month-old baby. David William Smith Trimmer, a publishing executive, 51 years old. I know this is a long list of names, but you know what? If we don't remember them, who will? Catherine Alexia Cesaris, a student, 20 years old, Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. Barry Joseph Valentino, exhibit designer, 21 years old. San Francisco. Thomas Floro Van Tienhoven, 45 years old, from Venezuela, Argentina. I'm sorry, Buenos Aires, Argentina. Edie Asad Vejani, South Great Neck, in New York. Andreas Nicholas Varenos, a student, 20 years old. Peter Volku, stockbroker and student, Alliance, Ohio. Josefa Janina Waldo, 61 years old, Chicago, Illinois, American. Thomas Edwin Walker, electronic specialist, 47 years old. They killed a lot of talent on this plane. Jonathan White, accountant, 33 years old, Hollywood, California. Bonnie Lay Williams, another military member, 21 years old. Brittany Lay Williams, 2 months old, another mother bringing home a baby. They're from Crown Point, New York. And the father, Eric John Williams, Army Sergeant, 24 years old, Crown Point, New York. There's a George Watterson Williams, an Army First Lieutenant. He's 24 years old. He's from Joppa, Maryland. Stephanie Lay Williams, 1 year old, Crown Point, New York. Oh, man. Miriam Lubby Wolf, a student, 20 years old. Chelsea Marie Woods, 10 months old. Willingboro, New Jersey. Deidre Lynn Woods, Air Force Sergeant, 27 years old. Willingboro, New Jersey. Joe Nathan Woods, a civilian worker, 28 years old. Willingboro, New Jersey. Joe Nathan Woods, a junior, 2 years old, Willingboro, New Jersey. So that's two kids and a mother and a father. And not anybody over 26, 27. Yeah, we should have nuked Libya. Joe Nathan Jr., Woods Jr., 2 years old, Willingboro, New Jersey. Oh, God. Oh, I said that one already, right? One, two, three, four people in the Woods family. Christopher Andrew Wright, a site agent, 24 years old, born in Surrey, England. Mark James Swinenberg, an investment banker, 29 years old, Nyack, New York. Now, here's the Lockerbie residence that this plane dropped in on, and they were not defended by Kenny McCaskill, who let a murderer go free. Oh, Kenny should be hung, drawn, and quartered, like the Scots did to William Wallace. Oh, Kenny sold out his country, and he sold out the people that he was supposed to defend. Kenny McCaskill is a coward. Kenny McCaskill is a rogue. Kenny McCaskill is a mother fletcher. And here's the people in Lockerbie that he sold out. Kevin Mary of Flanagan, 41 years old, 16 Sherwood Crescent. Thomas Brown Flanagan, 44 years old, probably her husband, same address. Joanne Flanagan, their 10-year-old daughter, same address. Dora Henrietta Henry, 56 years old, their next-door neighbor. Peter Maurice Henry, 63 years old, their next-door neighbor. Mary Lancaster, 81 years old, their next-door neighbor. Jean Atkin Murray, 82 years old. Well, if she was 82 in the United States with the new legislation coming up, they would have voted a thumbs down. Rosaline Leda Somerville, affectionately known as Rosalind, 40 years old. Paul Somerville, 13 years old. Lindsay Ann Somerville, 10 years old. So that looks like a wife, two children, and maybe dad was at work. And what's he coming home to? He's coming home to the next 20 years of agony. And they gave, and the Scots and the English teamed up to get to release this guy, and I'll bet you he doesn't have prostate cancer. I'll bet you he doesn't have it. But they sold out their country
for Libyan pounds. There's money changed hands here. Savage is up against the same ilk. And a New York lawyer told Savage for $400,000 he could get Savage's name off the banned in Britain list. But he had to smear some people. So if they can smear somebody with 400 grand to get Savage's name off the banned Patriot American list, then you can rest assured that Muammar Gaddafi, he just had to sell a few barrels of oil, and he took care of somebody in the UK. The UK is dirty, and the UK now has Lockerbie blood on its hands. And if I was a Scotchman, I wouldn't be too proud tonight. As a matter of fact, you know what you can do with those pipes? You can play them where the sun don't shine. Look ashamed, Scotland. You sold out your own people. Britain, I could understand. Their government is the BBC. And the next time the Germans come, we're not coming. And somebody should tell Muammar Gaddafi that his taste in clothes sucks. Don't tell me that's a national costume. Better you wore a camel hair jacket. I wonder how many senators and Viet Congress mice Muammar Gaddafi owns. He's got to own a few. Everybody's got a piece of Washington. Yeah, our eBay politicians. But the Brits look like they're 10 times worse. They sell their mothers. The big holiday in England is when they take the for sale sign off their mother's back. And tell me why Mike Savage is on a British hit list. He's listed with terrorists. He's listed, and you know what? He'd be better off being a terrorist, because he'd only get 8 years in jail for blowing up one plane. And when they blew up that plane, they put that company out of business, because there was a warning that Pan Am didn't warn the passengers about, and they were sued. And when they got finished paying the lawsuit, that they had to close the doors. And TWA was the same. Yep. The Libyans put Pan Am out of business. The Palestinians put TWA out of business. And the Saudis almost put American Airlines and United out of business. You think about that. And don't tell me about good Muslims and bad Muslims. It's in their religion to kill anybody that's not a Muslim. And the fact that they can look the other way and not pay attention to the screams makes them an accomplice. They are accomplices to murder, every one of them. And there's something else you should know. Payback is a bitch. And we haven't paid back for the Marines in Beirut. We haven't paid back for Buckley, the CIA station chief, who begged for a missile to be landed on his head as they tortured him for days on end. We haven't paid back for the first American casualty killed by a Muslim. And the day will come when we will pay back. And when we pay back, we wrote the book on payback. Nobody does it better than us. Live and learn. You're going to die and learn. We're just finding out that when Korea broke out, Harry Truman put 10 atomic bombs on an aircraft carrier to deal with the Russians if they caused any trouble. Okay? And 10 atomic bombs is nothing today. And the only thing crazy people understand is powerful force that renders them helpless. That's the only thing they understand, respect, and love. They don't listen to reason. They're never wrong. Even when they're cutting your throat, it's your fault. So the only thing they respect is the man with the biggest sword. And if you don't believe me, get a look at the bombing in Baghdad that just took place this week. And see the interview of the Iraqi teenagers in the area. And you know what they said to the TV cameras? Send the Americans back. Our army is not capable of protecting us. Give us the Americans. And if you want to see what war really looks like and how it begins and who has to pay the penalty, you got to see this Rwanda thing. It'll make you sick. You will never feel as hopeless and as helpless
as watching the plight of those Tutsis being hacked to death by Hutus. And it was genocide. And it was sanctioned by the government. And the UN did nothing. And Bill Clinton killed 500,000 Rwandans. It's on his head, and it's on the head of every senator and congressman who looked the other way. And they will do the same thing to Americans. When 9/11 happened, I said, what's the magic number? What's it going to take for us to settle this score? And 3,000 wasn't enough. And 4,600 dead Americans who died fighting for us in Iraq was not enough. This count is already over 10,000, and it's just beginning. Obama is going to have more casualties than Bush had. And that's not a wishful thinking prediction, let me tell you. And he may have more casualties here in the United States than he has in Afghanistan and Iraq. These fools who came out from under the bed 8 years after 9/11 and think that the big bad wolf is gone. The big bad wolf is still alive. And he thirsts for American blood. And he'll get help from every politician and judge and lawyer in this country. They'll open the doors for him. They'll sing his praises. They'll give out the candy as Americans die. We're going to get another 9/11. You can rest assured. Unless we get him first.